Hi, Mandy Beach from Nationwide.
Candice Brown from Great British Bake Off and The Green Man Ever Showed.
Yeah, so we've just taken an opportunity to talk to adults across the UK to understand kind of their views on the current state of the high street and what the research is telling us, that many people are visiting the high street, in fact, a couple of times a week, which is really encouraging, but their view of the high street is certainly about it being in decline. It's too many empty shops and too many, in their opinion, of casinos, betting shops, vaping shops, where they would really want to see it being revived into much more of a traditional family-type businesses, giving them a real purpose to visit the high street. So the research is really about, you know, how do we prick people's conscience to want to, you know, use the high street? And it's not about, you know, decoupling and never using the internet, because it would be daft to think that people won't, but actually about encouraging them to really support local business, to really bring a purpose to the high street and sense of community.
It's a difficult thing, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, we're hearing today, it's timely, isn't it, that in the news today there's talk about the fact that sales have fallen across the UK for the first time in 25 years last year. And it is difficult when you can, I suppose, in theory, sort of go online, shop any time, night or day. You might just think of something at 11 o'clock at night and think, oh, I need to go. And so you can just buy it. And quite often it's cheaper. So how do you convince people, no, it's better to go and spend your pound in the shopping street rather than online?
I think it needs to be a collective effort, really. I think you are right. Online is incredible and it makes everything accessible to everybody. But what you can't buy online is interaction and being social and social awareness and communication. And that's what the high street can offer. And I think that's why it's important to support them, because actually 69% of people in the northwest do think that the high street is important to them, but then 63% feel like it's been neglected, and 40% are calling it bleak and sad, and that's really sad in itself. So people think it's important, but they're not going because they feel it's been neglected. So it needs to be a collaborative effort, in that people start talking, right, what do we want? Okay, why don't we try this? Then people start listening, people start acting and reacting to something that's happening. Then the councils listen, and then maybe small independent businesses, and you can start building up from sort of a small thing and a little bit of communication, and start sort of bringing it back to how it should be. A high street, the place where people go, not just to get a job done, but actually for the experience, almost, to grab a coffee, to go to the butchers, or going somewhere which you can't get online. And I think that's the importance of supporting the local high street.
It does seem like that it's a lot to do with that communication, isn't it? Because
yeah.
don't you think when our parents talked about the fact when they used to go into their local shops, the shop owners would know what they wanted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they'd also know if you were lonely and would need a bit more communication and conversation in that respect. Yeah. It can be really helpful in that way too, can't it?
I think so. I think it's definitely about relationship that kind of sits at the heart of this. In fact, I was with about 10 or 15 of our branch teams that have worked for Nationwide for 40 and 50 years last night. Well, if you talk to them, they know people by first name terms. They know their family. And that's what's really, it's kind of really endearing when you know that people are coming in and they're known personally. And that's, I guess that's kind of what this survey is hoping to start to prick people's consciences, to say, you know, as sad as it is, it definitely is a use it or lose it. Because that, you know, it's how do you sustain the shops on the high street? And our commitment is, if there's a Nationwide branch in a town or city, we are committed to staying there until May 2021, to perhaps just trying to give people an anchor point and a sense of reassurance that we still will be on high streets, because we know how important they are.
And that's great, because there is a lot of sort of that uncertainty, isn't it? But Candice, yeah, this is something you have really done something about, haven't you? Because tell us about your endeavours then. Tell us about this fantastic pub.
Yeah, so over a year ago now, me and my brother Ben took over a pub in Ebershol called The Green Man. And yeah, some people call us nuts. We say, sure. Pubs are in our blood, I suppose. Mum and Dad run pubs for 25 years. We grew up in pubs, so we weren't going into it kind of blind or under any false pretenses that it was going to be an easy thing. It is tough, it is hard, but we are really, really proud of it. It's an independent pub, so it is all ours. Everything we do comes back to us. So this is why, being part of this campaign, I understand it even more now. I feel even more passionate about it because I'm living it every day. It is about listening to people and doing things that affect everybody and making the village pub more than just a village pub.
And you say living it every day. You take part in every chore, don't you?
Oh, gosh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't do anything else, anything that I expect sort of anybody else to do. So whether that's cleaning the toilets, whether that's behind the bar, serving, waitressing, out the back, recipe creating, getting under the feet of the actual chefs that we've got, or deciding that I'm going to deep fry this and what would this taste like if we put this in this. And yeah, we're there all the time, and that's really, really important to us. And just having that interaction, we know our locals, we know the names of them all, we know what their drink is, we know what they particularly have. We have people now that come in or can't make pie night on a Tuesday, so reserve their favourite pie when they're coming in on a Wednesday. That's the essence of a village pub for us. We have coffee mornings where the elderly or less able are brought in and they have cake and coffee and they get to interact and socialise. It's understanding now that a pub is more than a place to go and get drunk, the same way that a high street is more than a place where you go in just to get a job done. It needs to be a whole experience, a whole understanding of the needs and wants of the local community.
And that is a perfect example, Mandy, isn't it, of how you can do something. I mean, obviously, this is quite an extreme example of actually creating a whole new business to make a difference to the community. But that must be really encouraging for you to hear the way Candice is talking about this.
What the survey showed is that people really do care about this stuff. And I think there's a real sense of, you know, what part can I individually play? So we do need to think about, you know, as individuals, well, how are we going to make a difference? Because it's easy to say it, but it's more important to do something about it. What the survey is saying is people are willing to volunteer to kind of revive the high street, but perhaps uncertain at times to knowing exactly what to do. And we've talked this morning, we had a great example of a branch manager in Llanelli Branch, South Wales, that she could see the high street was becoming a place where people were not coming for various reasons. Some of that was kind of fear of their own safety, perhaps gangs, and that was partly because there were no high street presence from the police and no cameras. And she lobbied the local business to make a difference, and it has turned that town around. So she was a catalyst for change, but it wasn't just her that could do it. It was about the council, it was about the other shops and the other business owners. But it's something that we are really passionate about. We're a member-owned organisation and we feel that we can make a difference.
That is brilliant. And you've kind of covered all bases there, because it is about, it's not just one person that can do it really. You need kind of a group to sort of make a real difference, don't you? So where can we go to find out more information about all of this then?
Well, you're going to have to go down to your high street and walk in and meet someone from Nationwide and have a good old chin wag. No, seriously, that's what it's about. It's about going in, go down the high street, speak to someone in Nationwide, have a coffee, come to the pub, have a chat with me, see me on the high street, have a chat. And that is what it is about. It's about getting people talking, not sending people onto a web page which you can sit and look on your phone or behind your desk or at home. Actually get up, go down and speak, and actually see the things that you've maybe missed because you're taking it for granted a little bit, and just appreciate and then use it and build it up and celebrate our high streets the way they used to.
Use it or you'll lose it.
Absolutely.